So Rolling Stone, my former employer, has put out its annual list of the top 50 albums of the year, and it shows the diversity of modern music. At number 5, suburban rapper from Chicago Kanye West, Graduation. Number 4, the Moody Canadians, Arcade Fire's Neon Bible. Number 3 is the great Jay-Z's return to drug rap, American Gangster. Number 2 is John Kerry's friend Bruce Springsteen with Magic. And the number 1 album of the year, according to Rolling Stone magazine, is not Amy Winehouse's Back to Black. It's Kala from MIA, who's British by way of Sri Lanka. Now, Amy Winehouse, as I said, was not number 1 somehow.
So for you, this is not necessarily a best of the best of list of 07.
It's a strange list. I want to get somebody from Rolling Stone, perhaps contributing editor Christian Horde, to talk about why Amy Winehouse is not number 1 when Amy Winehouse's album was the best album of the year. Christian, can you explain?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you really think Amy Winehouse is the best record of the year?
Of course I do. I mean, like, I've said that to many people. I had a whole discussion at a 40-person dinner table, and they're like, oh, it was a bad year in music, and this album, that album. And I said, remember January when we were all listening to Amy Winehouse, 24? And they were like, oh, my God, of course, that was the album of the year. And yet, you know, MIA's album is awesome. I want you to talk about that and why and how you guys didn't put Amy Winehouse at number 1.
MIA's record is awesome. I think it's a really good choice. I was personally really happy with that choice.
And she brings something totally different to the table. She's bringing Asian influences, British influences, a very strange voice. I don't know. Is she a singer? Is she a rapper? I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's really all over the map, literally, actually. I mean, she recorded this record in India and Australia and Trinidad, I think. You know, she's a British, I guess, singer-rapper of Sri Lankan heritage. I mean, there's all kinds of cultures represented on this record. I mean, the beats are really, really diverse.
Let's hear.
It's just totally entertaining.
Actually, let's hear a teeny bit of M.I.A. Oh, my God, I could listen to that all day long, and I do. You know, and there you start to see this is Bamboo Banga, a song she recorded in India, inspired by music she was hearing in the clubs. Totally different than anything we're hearing on American radio.
Right.
So wait, I want to bring in Noah Shackman. We made Noah from Wired stick around because he's a music fan, because we have all these music journalists in one place.
Uh-huh.
As a music fan, Noah, Amy Winehouse, M.I.A., Amy Winehouse, M.I.A.
I think I'm going to take Amy Winehouse.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct answer.
And the reason is because I guess I'm a little old school, and I respect people that can really sing, and Amy Winehouse can really sing. And M.I.A., while she does really cool things, she does that weird galah-galah-galang thing, it's not really sing.
But it doesn't have to be real singing, right? I mean, Christian, M.I.A. is really combining what it means to rap, what it means to sing, and I've been waiting for the rest of the world really to get involved in hip hop and rapping, and MIA is going to do it a little differently because she comes from a whole other world.
Yeah, I mean, MIA can sing and rap, actually, and I don't know, I like the Amy Winehouse record, okay? I just think the MIA record is like 10 times more interesting.
Wow, just because you don't love the Amy Winehouse record, let's play a little bit of it.
Okay.
You guys are just going to have to agree to disagree on this one. There's 49 other albums. I'm voting to move it on.
Okay, you guys put In Rainbows by Radiohead at number 6. And, you know, most of the time when people talk about the album, which is fantastic, they talk about the pay what you wish issue, that you could pay what you wanted to for it, to download it from their website. Has that issue overshadowed the quality of the music on In Rainbows?
I don't think it's overshadowed the quality. I mean, the album got some significant props. I mean, like, you know, Radiohead making, you know, critics' top 10 list is about as predictable as, you know, the Yankees making the playoffs. And, you know, in almost every sort of major publication who put out a top 10 list, Radiohead were on there. I think the Pay What You Want issue was just an interesting news story. You know, I don't think it, you know, distracted people from talking about how good the record is.
Now, it's interesting you guys put Jay-Z at number 3 and Kanye at number 5. I've had a lot of arguments with my wife and my friends. Her saying, you know, Kanye's music's more accessible and there's more music to it and, you know, the lyrics are so easy to get. And I'm like, well, no, Jay has brilliant lyrics that are difficult to decipher and you have to listen to it over and over and over to get everything that he's saying. How do you split the atom when they're so close but so different? There's two really different sorts of hip-hop at play there.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got it right. I do prefer the Jay-Z to Kanye by a hair. I think part of the equation was that, you know, Kanye released two world-class, absolute classic albums earlier this decade. And the new one, while it was pretty great, was not as great as the other two. And I think that just sort of took it down a notch in our mind. And whereas, you know, Jay-Z had kind of been languishing since the Black Album.
Oh, God, that Kingdom Come was dreadful, huh?
Yeah, yeah, this really was his comeback record. I think we were just so excited to hear Jay-Z sound like Jay-Z again.
Where do you put Jay in all time, this album in his all-time pantheon?
I think I said this before. I think it's his fourth best. What do you think?
I don't know. Let's ask Noah. You're the voice of the listener for us.
I'm a real big fan of blaxploitation movies, so anything that mixes Jay-Z plus blaxploitation, good for me. Also, I mean, again, I'm old school, so I like guys that can actually rap as opposed to, like, MTV
Kanye.
Party, hey, guys, I don't know.
I mean, Kanye's a good rapper for a producer, but Jay-Z, as you're going to hear on Blue Magic, is one of the best of all time.
Except I don't write in the war, I write my name in the history books, hustling in the hall. Nah, I don't spin on my head, I spin my work in the pot so I can spin my bread. And I'm getting it.
I can listen to that all day long, too, and I do when I'm at home. Now, look.
We're getting a little peek into Torre's life.
Now, you guys put Bruce Springsteen at number 2. Now, I've worked at Rolling Stone for many years, I know how things work. Tell me the truth, Christian. Jan Wenner walked down the hall, poked his head in somebody's office and said, "Hey, guys, I just got off the phone with Bruce. We're putting him at number 2. I'm going home."
Yeah, you know, Rolling Stone does like Bruce Springsteen, don't we?
And when you say Rolling Stone, you need Jan Wenner.
Actually, it's not just Jan. I mean, there is pretty much across the board love for Bruce here. As far as I know, Jan had no input on the albums list, at least not when, you know, Joe Levy and I and a couple other editors were working it out.
Bob Christgau, David Frick, legendary music writers.
Yes.
Is there ever a generational rift there when you're going down this list?
How do you mean?
In terms of some of the folks who are great writers, who are more in their baby boom.
Yeah.
Era versus folks who perhaps have been in college in the past 10 years?
I think that, you know, Christgau is a perfect example of a guy who's been, you know, in the music writing business for about 40 years and who is as well informed about new music and quote unquote youth music as, you know, anybody, any young person I know. You know, I think there's a bit of a risk, but. You know, when you have the group of writers that we have, you know, we stay pretty well informed. So I don't think that's been a problem for us.
Let's hear a little bit of Bruce right now. Kids run the ball, smacks off the gun. Now, before we go into the next topic, the number 50 album on your list, I want to play a little bit of it so that people can understand fully what we're talking about here. Give me a little bit of Britney Spears.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. I just wanted just a little teeny bit. I don't want to chase them away. My goodness.
That was an enthusiastic yes, by the way.
Is this supposed to be a joke, Christian?
Oh, not at all. That's a good record. I would have voted it higher than 50.
Higher than 50? Where would you have put it?
You know, if I extended my list that far, it would probably be in my top 30.
Can you tell me one thing about the record that makes you think that it belongs in the top 50?
The beats are pretty great. You should have played Piece of Me. That's like the single of the year.
Oh, Christian. Your personal number one of the year on your own personal list was Lil Wayne's The Carter 3 mixtape. And kudos to you, sir, for a fine choice.
Yeah.
What do you love about Wayne? Or, for the first time on NPR, I'm going to venture to say Wheezy F Baby.
Well, thank you, Trey. Lil Wayne is totally unique and totally entertaining. First of all, he's incredibly prolific.
Incredibly.
You know, that's kind of why I had to put him at number one. But I listened to him so much this year. You know, he's getting weirder in his lyrics.
He is.
The Beatles Help sample song that he did is great. I Feel Like Dying is a totally weird song about
awesome.
Weed. He's a totally adventurous. I mean, he gets killer beats. And he's just more fun to listen to than I think really any rapper out there right now.
Noah, you've been staring at the floor since we played the Britney Spears. I tell you, I've liked that song since day one.
Okay,
but
right.
Noah,
that's a
you have been
problem.
Staring at the floor.
Britney Spears hits that tone that teenage girls hit when they're like 14 years old.
Yeah, what's the problem with
that? That drives 14-year-old boys absolutely insane, and it still depresses me 22 years later.
How do you feel about Lil Wayne? Yay or nay?
I like Lil Wayne, but I don't know his music that much. What I know of Britney Spears makes me want to curl up into a little ball and suck my thumb.
Christian Horde, Rolling Stone contributing editor, thank you so much for coming and trying to defend your choices.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Noah Shackman from Wired.com. Thanks for being the voice of the people during that segment. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
power
you.
To the people. I'm with you. And that does it for this Monday edition of the Bryant Park Project. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Torrey. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.